Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Jet Freestyle, bringing you day 8 of the Dog Days of podcasting, which means it's August 8th. I love how this lines up. I don't have to think very hard. It is yet another wonderful day without any DHCP addresses on my wired devices. And I neglected to explain what DHCP is for those that do not do computers and networking and stuff for a career or a hobby. DHCP is a dynamic host configuration protocol. And when you put a device on your home network, for example, or work network, I suppose, it comes up and says, hey, may I please play on the network? And a server out there responds and says, yes. And here is your IP address and your subnet mask and the default router so you can get out into the rest of the world. Some basic internet configuration protocol information to help it get the information to and from other computers. And that's what DHCP is for, which is weird because the server should not care whether the device is wired or not, which led me to believe maybe it was the switch where all my wired devices are going through. But I negated that by taking the mixer, for example, and plugging it directly into my brand new TP-Link. Well, brand new as in April, but it didn't help. So I have a call to them. I tried calling yesterday. There was no answer. I figured it was towards the end of the day. They're all going home, even though they say they're 24/7. I jumped on the chat and said, I have an existing ticket, because it says, if you have an existing ticket, click here. It's a chat bot. And it said, here, great. Fill out this form. I said, no, I have an existing ticket. Okay, I'd like to talk to an agent. Fill out this form. Well, the form is what you use to get a new ticket. So it didn't make any sense. I said that chatbot was completely useless, and the AI that it was sending was completely useless. So I'm trying to call a person. I was on hold for about 20, 30 minutes this morning, and finally the prompt says, if you'd like us to call you back. So I'm trying that. Currently, I have one of my phone earbuds in my ear in case the phone rings during this recording, which Murphy's Law says it will. If not, hey, I get to record the whole thing. So hopefully they will be calling me back because I don't have any backups because my NAS isn't working. I can't find an archived project because my NAS isn't working. I have to manually configure the mixer from the front panel, which is way harder than doing it from either the desktop or the iPad. So I go over to channel 8, make sure that the mute group is turned off or turned on, or it just everything is click, click, dial, dial, tweak, tweak, and then listen on the microphone. Did I get it right? I can get it to work. It's not the most fun, but fortunately I've had some experience with this in the past, and it's good to know how to configure this thing from the front panel as much as possible. It's like, why aren't the effects up so I can get reverb on channel 9? Click, click, dial, dial. Fortunately, Behringer made that pretty easy. Also, recently new this week, I think I may mention this, but I got some exercise bands and I am doing daily exercises. I need to get my shoulders a little stronger. So I'm working on that. It'd be nice to be able to pack these things away, take them to Dragon Con or wherever, and just do some quick morning exercises without heading to the gym. I can do a simulated rowing machine, for example. I can do curls and triceps and a number of things to get the shoulders back in focus. So that's what I'm hoping to do with that. I am making a habit. I did not do this yesterday because it was a quick rush to, well, with all the networking stuff, to get to a 7 a.m. meeting, et cetera, et cetera. And I missed it. And I went, that's okay. I did 3 days in a row. I'm starting to feel the pain. So maybe there will be some gain. But there's a long, long way to go before I'm happy with the results I'm getting. But I can do this. I can do this. So our song today comes from listener Diane. Tiny Bubbles by Don Ho. I have made a special mix for you. Hope you enjoy. Tiny bubbles.
Tiny
bubbles.
Make me happy.
Make me happy.
Make me feel fine.
Make me feel fine.
Tiny bubbles.
Tiny bubbles.
Make me warm all over. with a feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end of time. So here's to the golden moon, and here's to the silvery sea, and mostly here's a toast to you and me. Tiny bubbles in the wine, make me happy, make me feel fine. Tiny bubbles make me warm all over, with a feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end of time. So here's to the ginger lay that I give to you today, and here's a kiss that will not fade away. Tiny bubbles in the wine, make me happy, make me feel fine.
Make me feel fine.
Tiny bubbles,
tiny bubbles,
make me warm all over, with a feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end of time. With a feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end of time.
Thank you, Diane, for the suggestion. She did that by going to ctomasi.link/ddop25. I see some of you have been kind enough to give some ratings on previous performances. If you go to that list and you say, hey, what's been played? You scroll down, you find the gray ones. That means it's already been performed. Then you can give it a rating, and I appreciate that. But not mandatory, just I'm using this as testing out software, make sure everything works. And when I looked at the average rating on the gig for DDOP 2025, it went, I don't know if that's working right or not. So I've got some code to check, and you are helping me beta test this. I will have another gig for basically walking around fund at Dragon Con. So when we're sitting outside a track or just hanging out and people want to make requests, I'll be happy to play in the background while the rest of you have a conversation or a game or whatever. That's fine with me. I'll have another gig set up for that and give you the QR code and link, and we will have some fun. When I see you all very shortly, I'm very, very excited. We have one of our parade members who has been absent for a few years. Looks like she'll be back. The Jamie, who dresses up as Lady Scruffy. Can't wait to see her, and I can't wait to see many of you at Dragon Con. And for the rest of you, I wish you all to take care, stay safe, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye!